The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Kiwi, I guess the first thing is it's great to see Kelly out there. Obviously, no ill effects from that hit, from that sort of knock that she took on the weekend. So it must be a big plus to know that she's going to be right to play.
Yeah, obviously you don't want to lose two internationals out of your squad in the space of 2 weeks. So Cal's a trooper. I think she basically said after it all happened and before she'd had any scans that she would be playing next week. So they breed them tough in the Naki. So yeah.
I guess coming up against Adelaide, though, you want to make sure you've got all the options available to you. I mean, the way that they've started the year, it's going to be a real challenge, but every game is a challenge, I guess, at SSM level.
Yeah, look, we definitely made some improvements against the Lightning. It was a better game from the Vixens game, so we are heading in the right direction, and then we come up against the form team of the competition so far. Love playing the Thunderbirds, actually. I think their defensive unit's really clean. They're off the body, they come around, so any ball you lose, it's not because you've been being pushed or somebody's trying to do something niggly, it's because they've won it cleanly. So a lot of respect for that defensive unit, but also down that other end, they've been really accurate. So that's going to be a big challenge for our defensive unit.
When it comes to something like that, is it about disrupting the connection? Because I guess we've seen, like, Georgie seems to have struck up a really solid partnership with MRA already.
Yeah.
Is it about sort of trying to stop the feeds rather than necessarily stopping the shooting?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I think stopping is probably the word that I wouldn't... You want to disrupt as many as you can. You're not going to stop all of them. And I think a measure of your success is how many of those feeds are going in, and if we can reduce her feeding load and push up the feeding load of the other players. Kate's pretty handy on a feed, though, Kate Heffernan. So I have no doubt that she will pick up the slack, but it's what that does and how that changes the structure is what we'll be looking at.
I guess you alluded to sort of missing two internationals and stuff like that. Like, Maddie's not there, but we saw with the way that Lara stepped up on the weekend against Lightning, she sort of showed and she sort of lived up to that squad mentality that you've been talking about, because she really delivered her and Macy in that combination in the midcourt.
Yeah, I've always known that it's going to be difficult to make decisions in that midcourt with Imo, Mace, Lars and Maddie, and so I guess the one area where we're really solid in terms of our options is the midcourt. So whilst Maddie, we want her back as soon as possible, it's not the end of the world for us. We are a squad of 10. I've got players on the bench who've started for us, and I've said that a number of times. So, yeah, I'm happy with where we're at. And I thought Lara had a fantastic game. She was strong. She's a great target. She's actually quite difficult to handle for some of the wing Ds because of her size. So she's got the size and the speed, which we love.
I guess we also... The challenge whenever you lose a close one like that, like, it's instantly deflating afterwards and stuff. And I think Emo kind of talked about earlier in the week, the challenge was sort of like you pointing out to them the areas that you had improved and you had played better in that game. Obviously, you didn't get the result. So is that the challenge for you in the wake of a game like that as a coach, to sort of keep things positive and emphasise the things that have improved and got better and look at keeping those going into the Thunderbirds game?
Yeah, I didn't put the positive spin on it till we got back here, because I also think it's good for us to wallow a bit in our self-pity so that we have a good hard look at ourselves, and in the moments that we could have won that game, we could have those points on the board over a quality side like Sunny Coast, and we let that game get away. So it's okay for all of us to be really up, which we were in the changing room, really upset. I could see by the stats and the numbers that we'd improve, but I knew that me being pragmatic wasn't going to be well received anyway. Plus, I also wanted them to have a good look at the game and be critical of themselves and of our structures and the way we went about things. And while we are a team that did lose a lot last year, and we've become very good at analysing ourselves and knowing the things we need to do to improve on to get better.
So I guess then looking into the Adelaide game, that's the challenge, isn't it? If it's tight, if you guys are really in the contest, it's making sure you nail those crucial moments and come out on top.
Yeah, I was talking to another SSN coach about this, actually, about this whole competition and how... if you're having a bad day, you are not going to win this competition. You must be on your game every game, because the quality of the sides is so good. There is no fat here to play with. So we have stepped it up this week at training. The girls have gone really well. We've isolated some bits and pieces that we think are really critical for a game like the Thunderbirds and the way that they do things, and we'll put that out there on court and execute on Sunday.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.